if you could go back in a time machine to your young self, to young Jim.
Yeah.
If I could say, I'm going to take you back in time now, Jim, 30 years, and you can meet your young self in a room for 5 minutes. Yeah. What would you tell him? What would you say to him?
I'd say, have a bet on Alex Ferguson handing Man United's job over to Moisey. No, what would I tell him? Save more money. Don't be so reckless. Count to 10. You know, life's a... Jimmy Tarbuck said to me once, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Who's your heroes?
I don't know, really. I've never been that into comedy. I know that sounds a bit odd. Tom and Jerry, I can't watch them because it makes me laugh till I hurt myself.
What made you want to go into show business then? Is it, so you're a young working class lad.
Yeah.
And at that time, I'm only 6-7 years older than you. It was boxing, football.
Yeah, well, I did all that.
You know what I mean?
Did a lot. I just wanted to show off, business. Find the easiest and quickest way to fame. Without being punched.
No, I understand that. So, yeah. Final question to you.
Yeah.
You've done all right, you know, materially. How do you deal sometimes? How do you look? You look in the mirror and you think, I'm a scruff from Charlton.
Yeah.
And yet, I'm all right now and I've got a decent car and a decent house. To be honest, I've got a few quid.
Yeah.
I'm not going to starve to death. How do you look at yourself in the mirror and do you ever think, I don't know, have I sold out, have I changed, am I different? How do you feel about that now?
I think life's a big, you just evolve. We're all on that journey, aren't we? We start dying as soon as we're born, and it's the way you get from A to B. Now, yeah, I've done okay, but there's always been twists in my life, you know, from being a mucky entertainer to doing the Generation Game to being the first one to do sort of adult comedy round the country without it just being a male audience. And now, who'd have thought I was arrested on the way to Big Brother House, and then a year later, I was in the Big Brother House and I won it with the biggest vote that it ever had. Now I'm about to, you know, I'm doing really well up in Edinburgh. My book is out now, no further action. That will tell you the whole gory details. And then I'm going out on a 58-date tour around the country, 2 hours a night on stage. And I'm thinking, do I need to do that? The answer is yes, because it's where I belong. It's in my bones. It's in my blood.
What is for you then at the moment, because I get the impression that we could be having this conversation, me and you, in 10 years. Mind you, I will be 77 then. But anyway, what...
You're looking well, mate.
Oh, flipping heck. It's been a hard... I was born... a mile from here. I come from Salford, from round the corner.
Oh, John Virgo country.
Exactly. What's your high point so far of everything you've done? If I said to you, take one jewel out of this, Jim, take one thing and just look at it.
Seeing my little Glaswegian father on This Is Your Life, I think, with me coming on and talking about me, he was as drunk as a sack.